Time now for Western Michigan at Work. Each Tuesday evening at this time, the White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan, brings you a program about the industries of Western Michigan and the people who work in them. Through these programs, we hope our listeners may become better acquainted with Western Michigan at Work. This evening, you'll hear the story of the Kalamazoo Paper Box Company. Now, your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
Did you ever stop to think how many different things you buy are delivered in paper boxes? Of course, we often don't pay much attention to the box in which a thing comes. We're too much interested in the product itself. The box, however, is important. It helps display the product to good advantage and thus is an aid to sales. It delivers the product to the buyer in good condition, and that helps to assure the satisfaction of the customer. A few days ago, I paid a visit to the Kalamazoo Paper Box Company, where an amazingly wide variety of these paper boxes are manufactured. I saw boxes of all shapes and sizes, fancy boxes and plain boxes, printed and plain in an almost endless number of colors. Kalamazoo Paper Box makes those containers in which hosiery and neckties come, the boxes in which fishing reels, watches, clocks, hardware, and pharmaceuticals are packed. Boxes are made for some rather peculiar purposes. For the use of dentists in stocking false teeth, for instance, and for use in packaging artificial eyes. Mr. Richard Stabler, the company's president, told me that some people think that they just make candy boxes at Kalamazoo Paper Box. Well, actually, very few candy boxes are made, although this used to be a rather important part of the business. The bulk of the business consists, I suppose, of mass production items, boxes which are turned out by the thousands. But Kalamazoo Paper Box makes a number of special kinds of boxes in smaller lots, particularly for use by salesmen in displaying samples of their products. For example, I was shown a beautiful display box used to show samples of plastic colors. That box sold for around $4. Another, still more ritzy, was one used by salesmen for pharmaceuticals and costing about $8 per box. Some of the boxes were designed for use by retailers in displaying a product. The boxes themselves are made of various kinds of boxboard paper, and there are several different ways of making them, partly depending on the size and weight of what they are to contain. A box for some heavy hardware item, for example, is reinforced with metal bands. Practically all the boxes have a paper covering, and some are lined as well. These paper covers come in many different qualities and kinds: shiny, so-called flint paper, suedes, velvets, grained, and so forth. In the same building is located the Superior Printing Company, which does the printing of the paper on a number of the items. In some cases, the paper is furnished by the customer with its own design or trademark already on it. 2 years ago, the Kalamazoo Paper Box Company recognized the need for expansion and formed the CalPack Plastics Division, which manufactures transparent packaging by the crease and seal and push-pull method. For example, I saw watch display cases having a transparent lid, along with several pharmaceutical packages with crystal clear coverings. Another phase of the plastic work embodies third-dimensional advertising display units made by lithographing flat sheets of vinylite and fabricating the contour of the display. Holiday gift boxes are a rather important item, and you might be interested to know that they start making these about Christmas time for the next Christmas season. Almost every item represents a special custom-built job. The only stock items are plain white boxes made in several sizes. Kalamazoo Paper Box sells directly to the customer rather than through dealers. Customers may be manufacturing firms or retail stores. Distribution is largely in the north central states area, quite a bit of it going local. The company obtains a large share of its raw materials in and around Kalamazoo. The box board, the foundation material for the boxes, comes largely from Otsego. Book and white lithograph papers are purchased from local mills. Some of the fancier papers still have to be obtained in the East, however. This manufacture of paper boxes is quite a highly competitive field. The Kalamazoo Paper Box Company is a good-sized unit in the industry, above the average. It employs around 175 people, a large number of them women workers. This company was organized in Kalamazoo on the 28th day of June in the year 1906 Prior to that date, there was a company in Kalamazoo called the Kalamazoo Paper Box and Playing Card Company, but it had no connection with this company. The company is a corporation, locally owned. Richard Staber followed in his father's footsteps as head of the firm. His father was one of the founders 44 years ago. The first location of the Kalamazoo Paper Box Company was at the corner of East Water and Edwards Street. Then in 1910, a new building was erected at Kalamazoo Avenue and North Pitcher Streets. Even with additions, this structure was outgrown, and in 1940, the plant was moved to the present large four-story building at 385 South Pitcher Street. This building has an interesting history. It was built originally as a carriage factory by the Lull Carriage Company. After the coming of the automobile, it was secured for the manufacture of the Dart car. Then, Checker Cab acquired it and used it until 1940, when, as we mentioned when we visited Checker Cab a few weeks ago, that company built its huge plant number 2 out on North Pitcher Street. Carriages, automobiles, taxicabs, paper boxes, quite a succession of industries this sturdy building has housed. It is of strong wood construction inside, and I noticed that it is equipped with a sprinkler system from top to bottom as a fire prevention measure. This enterprise was started in Kalamazoo, no doubt, because of the ready accessibility of raw materials from local paper mills. Mr. Stabley informed me that the location in Kalamazoo also is good because of the closeness of the big markets for the product. I'll be back in a moment or two with a description of my trip through the plant and interviews with a couple of employees.
Western Michigan at Work is sponsored by the White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan. They are local distributors for load lifter electric hoist in the full line of budget products. The hoist in stock start at 250 pounds capacity and go up to 5 tons. Did you know that the budget line of crane assembly parts would help to build any type of overhead crane? White Sales also is the Shaw Box authorized repair station for the full budget line of hoist. They have a full stock of parts to permit them to make repairs promptly. If you need a crane or a hoist, call White Sales at Scott's 371. Once again, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
In the early days, the box board used was made chiefly of straw and was called straw board. It was rough with a very brown color, far from the good quality used today. In the floor of the plant, I saw huge piles of this box board held together by metal tape and received on heavy wooden pellets. Most of the boxes are made by machine processes, while in the earlier years they were made entirely by hand. Because the company makes so many different sizes and styles of boxes, a great many different kinds of machines are used. One of the first machines I saw passes large sheets of the board over a roller, a steel roller, where it is cut by knives. These knives are minutely adjusted so that one may cut deep enough to sever the paper, while others make a shallower cut along which the future box is folded. I saw a big trimming machine capable of cutting a ream of paper at a time. That's 500 sheets. The most fascinating operation is the final one. I'll try to describe what happens. There are two machines side by side. Each takes the paper cover, one for the bottom of the box and one for the top one being usually printed or colored, places glue on it and passes it along a rubber belt to an operator. She places it on the folded form of the top or bottom of the box. It passes along the belt into another machine, which bends the box together and dumps it out. Other workers then take the box tops coming out of one machine and the box bottoms coming out of the other and put them together. This process turns out about 40 boxes per minute. I was rather surprised to observe that these boxes, big and little, are shipped already set up. That is, the bottom and the top are put together. I thought perhaps they'd ship such boxes in quantity with the tops in one packages and the bottoms in another, but that isn't the way it's done. Kalamazoo Paper Box has a neat little handbook for its employees, containing a brief history of the company, directions to employees, a clear statement of their benefits, and the contract between the company and the papermakers' union. I think you may be interested in the employees' fund, to which each worker contributes 35 cents per month, and the company a similar amount. This fund is collected in order to eliminate all collections and solicitations in the plant. From it, contributions are made to Red Cross, Community Chest, and other charitable causes. From it also come amounts to send flour to the sick, and for special occasions which might ordinarily bring a special solicitation of funds. Two employees of the Kalamazoo Paper Box Company are our guests in the studio this evening. They are Mrs. Velma Brown and Ulysses S. Williamson, who is better known to his fellow employees as Duke. Well, Mrs. Brown, how long have you been with the Kalamazoo Paper Box Company?
About 15 years.
15 years. You started back...
In 1929.
That'd make a little bit more than 15 years.
Well, I was off at a couple occasions.
Oh, I see.
It's about 15 years in all.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a family, Mrs. Brown?
I have two children.
How old are they, may I ask?
The boy is 13 and the girl is 11.
So you sort of combine the duties of box maker and homemaker, right?
That's right. Trying to do a good job at both.
Fine. Now, what is your job, Mrs. Brown?
I'm supervisor of the hand department.
The hand department. Now, just what is that?
Well, the hand department is where we do the small orders and all the fancy orders.
Oh, that must be rather interesting.
It's very interesting, I think.
How many people work in your department?
About 15.
Could you give us, Mrs. Brown, a little example of any particular job you've done lately?
Well, at this time, I think we're doing a very beautiful box. It's a combination of black leatherette and red velvet. It's beautifully designed and very pretty to look at.
What's it for?
It's a display case for watches and wristwatches.
Oh, I see.
I mean pocket watches and wristwatches.
Oh, fine. And does it ever get monotonous, Mrs. Brown, making watches?
Oh, not at all.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't. I think it's fascinating. I like it.
I suppose in this particular job you've got, there's something new almost every day.
That's right. We make all kinds and never have the same thing twice. Sometimes we make 3-4 different kinds in one day. In this particular department, it seems like we have a bigger variety than other places because we do such small orders.
I see. Well, I can readily understand that. It's been nice to have you with us, Mrs. Brown. Now we want to talk to Mr. Williamson for a minute. First, Mr. Williamson, are you a native of Michigan?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm from Tennessee.
You're from Tennessee, and how in the world did you get that name Ulysses in Tennessee?
Well, I don't know. My folks put that on me.
There wasn't very much you could do about it.
Well, it's like I tell everybody else. I couldn't talk at that time. All I could do there is lay and scream when they call me that.
Mr. Williamson, how long have you been with the Kalamazoo Paper Box Company?
4 years.
And how did you happen to get up here from Tennessee?
I come here in the service. I looked around. I saw nice farmland, nice factories. I thought I would stay here.
You were stationed out at Fort Custer?
That's right.
Didn't you tell me that that's where you got that nickname Duke?
That's where I got the nickname.
How'd that come about?
One of the fellows in the outfit was named Williamson also. And... Well, we got around Battle Creek and Kalamazoo quite a lot. And one Saturday night, he got into a little jam in Battle Creek. And all the other fellas thought it was me, but when I come back for duty the next day, they saw who it was, so they took his nickname, which was Duke, and pinned it on me, and it's been that way ever since.
Oh, it's a sort of an adopted nickname.
That's right.
Well, now tell us, Duke, what do you do down at Kalamazoo Paper Box?
I work in the machine shop at the present time.
Mm-hmm. As I judge then, when you were up here in the Army, Michigan looked so good to you that you thought you'd come here after you got out of the service and make this your home, right?
That's right.
Do you have a family, Mr. Williams?
I do. I have two little girls.
Well, now, in the machine shop, I suppose you have a lot to do to keep the machines in repair. That must offer some variety also.
That's right. We have quite a lot of repair work, rebuilding, remodeling machinery.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Mr. Williamson, to have you with us before the microphone tonight. We're very happy to have had you too, Mrs. Brown. Best of luck to you. And that's the story of another industry where you will find Western Michigan at work.
You have been listening to Western Michigan at Work, featuring the story of the Kalamazoo Paper Box Company. Next week, we will visit the Kalamazoo Manufacturing Company. This has been another Tuesday evening program in the series of Western Michigan at Work, presented to you at this time by White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan, who are local distributors of budget products. WKZO at studios in Radio City, Kalamazoo.